All right, I'd like to call this meeting to order at 8 a.m. I'd also like to ask as a courtesy to all, please ensure that you have silenced your cell phones. Each director received notice of this committee meeting. The public meeting notice was properly posted as required by law. All committee members indicated they'd be present for this meeting. At this point in the meeting, we've set aside time to hear from you, the general public. Those of you that were interested in providing comments and filled out one of the cards available at the receptionist desk will be called to make your comments at this time. I don't think we have any, do we? Okay. Seeing that no one wishes to speak, we will move forward on the agenda. Item number one is report and possible discussion on an update from our general manager, CEO, David Collinsworth.
So what discussion do you want to have? What questions do you have for me? I know our time is limited, and I've prepared a memo of accomplishments and last year's goals and this year's goals. So before I talk a little bit about my concerns and where the organization is going, I just open it up for questions that you have for me.
That was a good summary.
Okay, good.
We got it.
Good.
About
to read it. Good.
Yeah.
So hearing none, I think that our organization is strong. I think we're healthy. I think we're healthy financially. We're healthy from a management perspective and a staffing perspective. The challenges that are in front of us are significant, but I think we have the right folks in the right places to accomplish what we need to accomplish. What keeps me up at night is my hair is getting gray. And there are a lot of executive managers and there are a lot of leaders in this organization that their hair is getting gray. I plan on retiring when I'm 62. That's 10 years from now. But laid out over the next 6 to 8 years, I have a lot of very critical components of the BRA that are looking at retirement. So it's very challenging. Hiring the right folks, promoting the right folks is critical. Hiring the right folks is dang near impossible. Just because of the workforce, because of the specialty, the special nature of what it is that we do. So we're working really hard to try to figure out and make sure that every step of the way when one person retires that we've thought through that and we're ready to move forward. We've started just a few months ago. We started, for lack of better terms, an executive mentoring program where we have our executive managers identified 10 folks within the organization that we feel can replace us when we step down. And we've started a 14-month process program where they're going to spend time outside of their department with all of our different executive managers. Getting their fingers wet and understanding all of the different aspects of our organization, whether it's finance or legal or not that they're ever going to be attorneys, but understanding when they bring contracts and issues to legal, what legal's looking for so they can really get a better big picture grasp of the challenges that the organization has moving forward. Our HR department we're really trying to get more creative and how we get to the Texas A&M universities and start getting those engineers right out of school, you know, so that we can hire the experts that we need as our organization changes. I told you this a couple of years ago, and I still feel that it's very, very accurate. In 2 to 3 years, our board meetings are going to look very different. You're going to see a lot more discussion and approvals of construction projects that bring challenges. Large-scale construction projects have challenges from beginning to end, and we're going to look more like a construction management company than we are a project management company. And some of those projects are really, really big. We had a major construction project this year that went off without a hitch. It's a credit to our engineering department and everything that they do. But as we start doing some of these larger projects, our organization's going to change, and how we identify what we need to accomplish that is going to be really, really important. The other thing that keeps me up at night is we still have one of the cheapest water rates in the state of Texas. And that's awesome And kudos to the BRA for years for doing this. But you're also going to hear today that in the next 10 to 15 years, we have $1.4 billion worth of projects that we have to do. And my simple assessment analogy of that is this. When you go to the bank to build a house and you say, hey, I need a mortgage, they say, okay, how much money do you make? Okay, and when you tell them you make this much money, they say, okay, well, you can have a mortgage this big. Well, whoever the board chairman is in 8 or 9 or 10 years, when we go to build Adams Creek, we will spend a lot of time in New York with Standard & Poor's talking about our bond rating and our credibility and our revenues. And they're going to ask us, how much do you need? And we're going to say, well, we need this much. And they're going to say, well, then you have to make this much to borrow this much. And right now, all I can tell them is, well, I make this much. The problem is that over the next 5 to 7 to 10 years, as we continue to increase our water rates, people are going to be less tolerant with our raising of that rate. We just had 3 customer meetings. We told our customers we were going up over 6.5%. No questions. The only question that we got about our water rates was about debt coverage. And that was just kind of, when you make your debt coverage, you overcollect, what happens to that overcollection? Well, it's rolled back into, you know, our project. It helps buy down your water rates, if you will. But as we approach $100 an acre foot, and if the economy doesn't change and some of our customers begin to realize they're not going to benefit from some of the water projects that we do, there's going to be more of a challenge on our water rate, and we have to be able to stand in front of those customers and justify what that rate is, show how we've accomplished that rate and why that rate's necessary. And even then, we're still going to have a fight on our hands about where we're going with our water rate. We showed you when we asked you for $60 million for Allen's Creek that we needed to be about $125 to $130 an acre foot in the next 8 to 10 years, and that's where we're headed. And some of the things that we're doing through our risk assessments, our risk assessment capital improvement project, the whole goal of that was, as we begin this journey of showing and justifying our rates to our customers, it was to create the engineering and the science to be able to stand behind those rates. So I think we're poised and ready to do it. There's just a lot of challenges, and those are challenges that, you know, when we start, everybody sells everything for $99.99, right? So I really think that once we get closer to $100 an acre foot, then we're going to start having people say, hey, what the heck are you doing in Waco, Texas? Why is our water rates going up? And the justification of, well, LCRAs is already $200, that won't cut it. So we're going to have to be really out in front with our bumper sticker. We're already working on that, things that we have in the budget next year, to begin to massage that message and really begin to educate folks on what we're going to need and how much money we're going to spend is pretty important. Questions?
I have a question. What is the reason our establishment maybe don't have an assistant general manager? Is there any ever thought about it?
So that's a good question. One of the things that we've started doing last year to retain our employees is to start looking at our organizational structure. And eventually it will get to executive managers. But over the last 12 months, we've taken, 4 or 5 of our departments, and we've looked at restructuring to create additional levels of management because it gives folks another reason to stay, something to work toward. Director Abraham, over the next, probably the next year or two, we've got to look at a structure of either a chief operating officer or an assistant general manager. But really what I think needs to drive that decision is, once we get a year into Allen's Creek and we fully understand the burden of that, because I want the project load to drive what those positions look like and the timing of those positions. So I think in the next couple of years, you'll see a proposal from me to either have a chief operating officer and assistant general manager or both.
Also, it's a good idea if we can get some interns from the college, mm-hmm. which we used to do that. They come out very good. They learn, walk with you, they shadow you, learn a lot of stuff like that. It will be helpful to you.
Sure. Yep. Good comment.
On your management staff that presents to the board, do you meet with that group on a certain cadence? Like your
every other reports. Every other Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock, we have an executive management meeting.
So you feel a lot of cross functionality that HR understands what construction, IT understands HR. Do you see that happening?
I do. And the majority of those meetings last an hour to an hour and a half. And what we do is we just go around the room and everybody gives an update of what's significant in their department. And then at the end, we have the projects that are at critical decision points, and we discuss those also. So I think there's a lot of collaboration on the issues of the organization. So HR does understand, finance understands from purchasing and cash flow and all of those things. Everybody gets brought in and discusses, you know, what's front and center.
Yeah. Are they then taking that back to their groups and giving updates? Like, is finance going back and letting their people know what else is happening within the organization?
Yes, ma'am.
That's great.
Yep.
That's important. It's important to, for the different levels and the different departments to see how their work interacts with others.
So the other thing that's important is that those folks that manage departments that have offices outside of the central office disseminate that information.
Yes.
So they don't feel like stepchildren, for lack of a better term. So yeah, they do. I think they do a pretty good job of disseminating that information, so the right folks know what's moving.
Yeah, I think that's really important. That's great.
David, since you've taken this position, how many positions have you added to the BRA?
I would guess about 25.
I mean, I feel like just in, you know, back in the day, all of our communication was just with Nancy.
Right.
And we have Lisa. I mean, now when we get emails, it's from multiple people that are communicating with us. I would suggest as a recommendation, as you bring people on that are going to be sending emails to the board, introduce them to us, because I see things and I have no idea who these people are.
Okay.
So, but kudos to you, because when Nancy left, that was a huge hole. You probably replaced three people. At least.
Absolutely. And I really wanted nothing against the way Phil managed the group, but I really wanted more of our staff to interact with the board. I still think it's important that if you need stuff that's critical from the BRA, that I know about it so I can help prioritize what's going on throughout the organization.
Maybe to that point, I think that's interesting, because I think that you have a lot of different diverse industries within the board that you could use. You know, you're saying that you're mentoring down. You also have this set of resources to mentor cross-functionally with us.
Right.
When you start with, this is what keeps me up at night, that's exactly where my brain goes. This is what keeps me up at night. So, you know, let other people help on some of that. I think you have a good talent pool to within.
Yeah, very good.
That you could talk openly to, I guess.
Okay. I appreciate that.
I think you have a lot to be proud of, David.
Amen.
I think there's, you know, I think it's, that's not a once a year comment. I think that every board meeting we sit in there and we look, there's some hard decisions to make. There's a lot of money at stake. There's a lot of community at stake, industry at stake. And I think you really, you know, your staff supports the mission, which is very important.
Well, I appreciate that. We meet as an executive management group with other river authorities on just about a quarterly basis. And the change I've seen in the last few years, because of Matt and because of Tiffany and because of so many of them, when we discuss the things that river authorities are doing, we always get asked, what's the BRA doing? What's Tiffany doing with the CCA? What's Matt doing with the legislative stuff? What are you doing with, how are you doing with dam security and operations and how much? So it's really a testament to the management team that we have. It's just outstanding.
Yeah.
leading the way.
They make it look easy.
Leading the way on things like CCA.
Yep. Everybody's really proud of them.
But your staff is also, everybody that works here seems very happy.
Yep.
I think one of the biggest differences is that you've allowed them to do their job.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of micromanaging his field. And if he was here, I would say that in his face. Sure. I mean, I'm not trying to hide anything, but he didn't let people bloom. And you do. I think people respond well to that.
People in the community clearly like your style of communication and your openness. And what's nice is that your staff, you know, when Matt's in those meetings or John's in those meetings, they see how you do that. And by example, they're learning. Not too long ago, David spoke at a Williamson County 88th legislative update, and he was up there with LCRA, and who was that other lady?
Electric Cars of America or something. I don't. We couldn't figure out why she was there, but whatever. She needed water and electricity, I think.
But the bottom line was that David just paints the picture of the critical need of water and the rates and how water is going to be more expensive. And people walk out of there feeling empowered that they can do something to help. And so I kudos for that.
Sure.
Because, all the people in Round Rock, they're like, David, David has a great relationship with the utilities person in Round Rock, but just their messaging is the same. David is not saying something in the city, saying something different. So he's on the same page. I'm sure y'all see that at other parts of the basin as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So could relaying that message, and that way it's not a BRA can't do this. And
because
there's some of that. But.
Anything else?
Nope. Yes. I'm a big kid. I can take constructive criticism. So if there's something you're not happy with, don't hesitate to give me a buzz or an email or something so I can do something different. Thank you all.
That's good. We appreciate you.
Chairman, ask a question real quick?
Sure.
You know what keeps me up at night, David, as a director? I worry about surface water. So much water, the Brads, is surface water. And I know there's going to come a time that we have the capacity to store or purchase underground water, because we don't know what the cycles of this weather. You have a patterns, but they seem like they're changing constantly. And I wonder at what point in time does all the surface water, which we've gone throughout in West Texas, you start having issues with Meredith being down Lake Meredith northwest of Amarillo, get down to unprecedented levels, then all of a sudden it's almost ready to peak out at unprecedented levels again. But we had to go up to where Boone Pickens was and buy water that he had available to make Cremwa, the Canadian River Municipality, work for 12 cities. So I worry about the Brazos, if it goes through dry spells, all the lakes start dropping, and you got your customer demand, you got your recreational demand, you got property ownership. And I know in your long-term strategies, it's all fuzzy to me, and I've been here a little more than 2 years. It's still fuzzy to me, except for Allen Creek. I get that. I think that's a great move. But once again, it's surface water. At least you're down there on the coast. And so that's, in your strategies and objectives, storage and having another way to recapture water is always in my mind as a director. And I don't worry about it. Everything you do is great. It's just the inventory is what I'm worried about.
Right. Roger that. And the fact that with every new drought comes whatever X new percentage of folks that have moved here, and that means we're not going to, respond to drought as quickly as we have in the past. And, that's a big issue. It's a real big issue.
All right. Thank you, Director Bourne. Okay, we're going to move into executive session. So item number two is the Executive Compensation Evaluation Committee will conduct a closed meeting and executive session on the following matters. To deliberate regarding the following position, General Manager CEO pursuant to the authority granted by Section 551.074 of the Texas Open Meetings Act, codified as Chapter 551 of the Texas Government Code. If you're not specifically involved in the presentation of the first executive session agenda item, please excuse yourself from the room at this time. With each agenda item, time will be allowed to clear the room and call the next presenters. All right, the Executive Compensation and Evaluation Committee hereby reconvenes into open session at 8:48 a.m. Have a resolution. I'll read it real quick. Be it hereby resolved that the Executive Compensation and Evaluation Committee recommends to the Board of the Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following resolution. Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the sustained exemplary performance by the General Manager CEO warrants an annual salary increase of 10% of his existing salary and justifies a one-time merit bonus of 10% of his existing salary. I'll hear any motions.
So move.
Motion back.
You can't.
Oh, okay. I'm not on the committee.
I'll move.
Director LeChance.
Whatever.
Second by Director Abraham. Please poll the committee.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Director LeChance?
Yes.
Director Abraham?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Presiding Officer Flores?
Yes.
Director Keever?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Motion passes. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn at this time.
So we can't make a motion.
Director Abraham makes the motion to adjourn.
Aye.
Second by Wes Lloyd.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
With no further business before the committee, we'll adjourn the meeting at 8:49 a.m.